Fireborn, Book 1 of the Battleborn Trilogy, A Battleborn Story, written by Paul Sadin, narrated by Paul Sadin. Copyright 2021. Chapter 1, Garen. The creature moved with an awkward languidness Garen found beautiful. Its gray-scaled skin flexed on its four long appendages, as if each were an external muscle helping the beast to lift and shift as it ate. An eagle, its wingspan twice Garen's height, screeched high above. A warning, maybe? Garen wondered if any of the party's weapons would penetrate those scales. "We'll have to get closer," he whispered to Meta Rhynor. The black-skinned woman, at least 10 sun cycles his senior, nodded without taking her eyes off the creature pacing in front of the Hastal Dam that rose above the river. "All of us," she replied pointedly. Garen looked at his brother, Nevelin, and Rearkan Pyard, his brother's best friend. Both men, a few sun cycles older than he, stared at the beast with varying expressions of apprehension. Garen knew his brother, and wasn't surprised to see his trepidation peeking through. He was less surprised by Rurkan's, who said nothing and kept the disappointment from his face forever draped in shadows of ghosts. Nevelin swallowed, the ball in his throat bobbing noticeably.
I didn't think Ulterons grew so large.
That's an adult, Meta snorted, which is more than I can say for you three.
I realize it's an adult, Nevelin said, and Garen noted a waver in his voice. And we'll be freed soon enough. Wait and see. Then you won't talk to us like that.
After we free the waters, I bet,
Rurkin said, his dark eyes, too close together, swiveled from the beast to Meta and back.
The Paramount will make us freed men then.
That's not how it works. You should know that. Kill a human enemy, and then maybe you'll have a chance. Though, looking at you lot, I doubt it. Meta said with a wink at Garen and a shake of her head at the other two. The ball of oily hair wobbled in the warrior's embrace.
Now, shut up.
Garen couldn't blame his brother for his nervousness. He could blame none of them. The Ulteron was the biggest he had ever seen, not that he had seen many. In fact, this was one of less than two fists he had hunted, and it was frightening. Were he to stand beside it, the creature would tower over him by a half. The nails at the end of each thick-toed paw were as long as dagger blades and thicker still. Its hind legs rose at a bend, slightly higher than the creature's front legs. All four shouldn't hold the bulbous body that swayed to the rear and forward again as it moved around the bank near the dam. Its black abdomen stood out against its gray thorax, deepened further by the black mane partially obscuring the beast's face. Its paws thudded into the riverbank rock with each purposeful step. Even at this distance, its nails clicked on the river rock as it moved in front of the resolute dam built by the Walled Ones to the south, rising 10 warriors high above it. Those nails would rip skin from bone with a lazy swipe. Garen was grateful they were too far away to see behind the beast's black mane hiding its flat humanoid face. He'd seen a juvenile Ulteron's face 3 sun cycles ago, and he would never forget the pale, almost green face, its open cavities that rippled as it sniffed at him, even as he plunged its dagger into it. Even in death, its dark eyes still teased awareness. Nevelin shifted down the slope, rolling onto his back. Bright sand dotted his brown skin.
Let's leave the cursed beast. It looks to be hunting. Let it eat and move on, I say. We can destroy the dam then.
They had a task, an important one, that required 3 new sons of travel, one that the people of Al-Makkah depended on them to succeed at, regardless of the threat posed by the massive beast that prowled the riverbank. Nidera Alatero, the paramount of the village, ordered them to move upriver and discover...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?